From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Marine commander in southern Afghanistan, whose forces helped liberate the Taliban stronghold of Marja, says his forces could remain through the summer until Afghan security forces can take more control. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Brigadier General Larry Nicholson says he has no plans to pull back the 2,500 Marines who took part in last month's Marja operation. Nicholson told Pentagon reporters in a video link up from Afghanistan that U.S. and Afghan forces have not been in a firefight with the Taliban for the past 8 days, but he says it's still a very fragile area. Nicholson says the challenge now is to bring in Afghan government officials and economic aid, much of it from the United States. There's been little Afghan government presence around Marja in the last several years, and Nicholson says many residents are still skeptical of the government. Nicholson says there's a very narrow window of opportunity to change that view. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Following a move by a U.S. congressional panel to label as genocide the World War I-era massacre of Armenians by Turkish forces, that country now says it is recalling its ambassador to Washington. The vote by the House Foreign Affairs Committee came despite pressure from both the Obama administration and Turkey to drop the matter. The controversial measure was approved by a vote of 23-22. The vote places President Obama in a difficult spot between NATO ally Turkey and an important U.S. Armenian-American constituency and their backers in the Congress. Worker productivity in the U.S. grew faster than previously thought in the final 3 months of last year. More from NPR's John Itzty.
Productivity grew at a 6.9% annual rate in the fourth quarter rather than 6.2% as was originally estimated. Productivity has risen for seven straight quarters as jobs have been cut and employers have squeezed more out of remaining workers. The big increase in the fourth quarter suggests employers concerned about the durability of the recovery aren't yet ready to hire lots of new workers to meet increasing demand. The good news is that employers may have gotten about as much additional work as possible out of their current workers and may be forced to add to payrolls to fill customer orders. The strong productivity growth pushed unit labor costs down almost 6%, helping to boost profits and keep inflation in check. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
House lawmakers have followed the Senate's lead, approving a $15 billion jobs bill today. The measure, which grants payroll tax breaks to businesses that hire unemployed individuals, also includes another $20 billion for road and bridge construction. While some Democrats have said they think the bill is too small and others feel the tax cuts won't generate a sufficient number of jobs, lawmakers were under some pressure to get the measure to President Obama before the release of February unemployment figures tomorrow. Some better-than-expected February retail sales numbers helped boost Wall Street today. The Dow was up 47 points to close at 10,444. The Nasdaq was up 11 points. This is NPR. President Obama is continuing his efforts to lobby on behalf of his health care overhaul plan. Today, the president met with health insurance industry executives at the White House, where he criticized rising premiums and also called on insurers to be more transparent. Meeting comes one day after the president announced what his aides have called his last best effort to get a health care overhaul bill passed. The president is urging lawmakers to pass a $2.5 trillion plan within the next several weeks that's designed to cut costs, regulate insurers, and extend coverage to millions of Americans who lack health insurance. Michigan Democrat Sander Levin will take over the top tax writing committee in the House. That's after the current chairman, Charles Rangel of New York, took a leave of absence over an ethics probe. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Although Chairman Charles Rangel says his decision to step down is temporary, the New York Democrat is still dealing with an ethics panel investigation. Michigan Congressman Sandy Levin takes over the Influential Ways and Means Committee just as House Democrats try to revive the effort to pass health care legislation. The next in line to head the House Ways and Means Committee was supposed to be California Democrat Peter Stark. But Stark is considered an outspoken and at times controversial figure. In 2007, he faced censure for comments on the House floor about President George W. Bush. Stark has announced that he will stick with his current job as head of the panel's health policy subcommittee. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Olympic gold medal skier Lindsey Vonn and snowboarders Shaun White and Seth Westcott can now truly say they've made it. All three are getting their pictures on a Wheaties box. Cereal maker General Mills says the three Olympians will each get their own orange cereal box. Vonn will be the first female alpine skier to appear. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.